this whole entrepreneur thing is kind of fun and it's funky, and you're looking at it and you're saying, wow, that's really cool, you know, own my own business, I'll be the boss, I can tell everybody what to do and all that kind of stuff. That sounds neat. Maybe. I have a plaque that somebody gave me when I started my first company, and it says the only thing more overrated than natural childbirth is owning your own business. Well, us men, we're not gonna experience that natural childbirth thing. It's pretty painful. And I've had my ups and downs with the business and things like that. And as I look back on it, I see, you know what, I had the makings of an entrepreneur way back when I was a kid. Now, why is that? Well, there's a couple things, and you're gonna relate to this, and you need to have at least these things if you're thinking about starting your own company and you're starting thinking about being an entrepreneur. The first thing you have to do is, you know what, it always involves sales. No matter what you do, there's going to be some sales in there. It's going to be your first sale, your second sale, or something, but it always involves sales. So I would look back into your life and say, did you ever sell anything? Have you ever sold anything in your life? Did you sell candles for Boy Scouts? Did you sell? I mean, I grew up in Mexico. My parents were missionaries down there. And what they would, this one place where we went to was called Pecan, and they had pecan trees there, and so every year they would give us a bag of pecans. They were hard as rocks, and they were hard to get the pecans out of it, so my dad didn't even care for them, and he'd pretty much throw them away. But instead of throwing them away, I saw an opportunity. So I took them. I was in second grade. I went to school for the first 3 years of elementary school, and then after that I was homeschooled. So I took them to my second grade class, and I started selling them for 20 centavos each. And that way I could have money to buy chili and pumpkin seeds, which was my favorite thing. Chili and pumpkin seeds and lemon on them. Man, doesn't sound good, but it tastes delicious. So I see myself selling stuff all the way back to second grade and probably earlier than that. When I was a teenager, I cut down avocados and I went around selling avocados to the villages around our place. So I've always been involved in some kind of business. So think back to your life and say, have you been involved in some kind of sales? Have you done anything, even if it was a lemonade stand or something like that? I think that's important. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you got to do that. If you haven't, that doesn't mean you can't be an entrepreneur. It means you better go out there and you better learn something about sales. You better go out and try to sell something and try to do something that has to do with sales, because if you start your own business, you will have to sell something. That's just the way it is. The second thing that I would say you need to be good at is problem solving. Do you enjoy problem solving? There's going to be a lot of problems, and I think a small business owner is just a problem solver. That's really all he is. He's going to see that this has a problem, and that has a problem, and that has a problem. He's going to think to himself, how in the world do I solve this problem? How do I get it done? If that frustrates you beyond belief, if having a problem after problem and having nobody else to hand it to, because as a small business owner, the buck stops with you. If nobody else can solve it, it comes to you. You're going to have to solve it. I know one time I hired this guy. I paid him a lot of money. He was an IT guy. He knew this. He knew that. He knew everything about it. I paid him a lot of money per year to be my IT, in charge of my IT development. And it got to the point where we had some problem with our mail server, our exchange server, mail server. And he just came to me and he says, I don't know what's wrong. You're kidding, right? Here's an IT guy that I'm paying megabucks to, and he doesn't know what's wrong and he can't solve it. He says, you're gonna have to solve it. And so I got out the manuals and I looked at it. I run an IT company, but I have no formal training in IT whatsoever. Everything is self-taught. And I opened up the books and I looked for it and I found the problem and I fixed it. It took me about 2 to 3 hours. Well, see, as a small business owner, the buck stopped with me. I had to do it. I didn't have anybody else. Now, I could have called another IT company or something like that, but the bottom line is I'm the one who had to figure out how to solve it. Now, I don't really like employees like that, and he ended up not working for me shortly thereafter. But that is the deal, and as a small business owner, that's where you're going to be. You're going to be in a situation where you're going to be taking these things all over, and you're going to be having to solve the problem one after another after another. And the problem are going to be human resources, they're going to be psychology, they're going to be psychiatry. I remember I had a girl that worked for me, a woman, and she did our books. And I figured her out. It took me a couple of years to figure this out, but I figured her out that if I sat down with her and I just spent about a half hour just chit-chatting with her about once every 3 weeks or so, she was fine. So That's what I did. I put it on my calendar. Once every 3 weeks, I come over there and I just sit down and I say, hey, Deborah, let's talk. And I just talked, and that held her very well. But if I missed that, I don't know, things just didn't work out very well. Things got a little weird. So I solved that problem. I thought that problem through and I solved that problem. Another problem I had that I had to solve is I had salespeople and I have accounting people. Now, salespeople are paid to be creative. They're paid to overcome resistance. So when the customer says, I don't want to buy this, they come up with 5 different reasons why you should buy it. You know how that is. And they're creative, and that's what you want in a salesperson. You want them to be creative, you want them to be pushy, you want them to be able to come up with ways to overcome objections. That's the big deal with salesmen. Now think about accounting people. Accounting people by nature want things to be the way they want them to be. They love accounting because accounting always equals zero. If you're doing double entry accounting, it'll always equal zero. Every transaction has a credit and has a debit, at least one, and it will equal zero. And they love things to be very orderly. They love them to be just perfect, just right. I had my salespeople who overcome objections and are creative, and I had my accounting people who love to have things in rules and regulations and perfect, just right. Imagine when those two people start talking together. It's not good. You don't want creative accounting, but you don't want solid sales that can't move. You need to have people that are creative over here. So what I had to do to solve that problem is I had a person that understood both of them that would sit between the two and serve as a translator for the salespeople versus the accounting people. So again, all I'm trying to do here is solve a problem. So there was a problem there and I had to figure out how in the world am I going to solve this problem? So I had to do that. The last thing I'd like to tell you, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to be a problem solver. You have to have sold something. The last thing is, you know, remember Tom Sawyer? Remember Tom Sawyer and the fence where he got it painted and he got others? You got to be a leader. You got to be able to have people follow you. Have people ever followed you in your life? Have you had the character? Have you had the persona, the characteristic, the things that are in you that would allow other people to look at you and say, I'm going to follow that guy? See, as a small business, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to lead. So if you go to some amusement park or you go someplace, are you able to tell everybody, hey, follow me. Let's see what happens. And do they follow you? Question. If they do, then you're there. I mean, you're getting there. If they don't, that's one of the places that you're going to have to develop. Entrepreneurialism is a fun thing. It's great for the right people. I love small business. I love problem solving. I love being involved in sales. I don't like selling all that much, but I love being involved in sales. And it creates a system where you can be a blessing to lots and lots of people and a blessing to yourself. Serve God through entrepreneurialism. That's a great thing.